This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
You are in a business and all you are experiencing is losses and losses. Lord, is this my business? Did you send me into this venture? Is this my line? Because everybody has his line. Is this my field? Do I have an anointing in this realm? Somebody say loud amen. The shark is a star in the ocean, but a miserable entity in the sky. The eagle is the king of the air, but a captive in the water. Am I communicating? So what is your role? God's guidance ushers you into evidential profit. Life moves forward. Everything goes forward. Someone say aloud, amen. Finally, number 7. Purpose fulfillment. When God leads, when God guides, purpose is fulfilled. I will stand upon my watch. I will watch to see what He will say. Verse 3 now says, the vision is for an appointed time. At the end, He shall speak. If you can hear God in the beginning, no devil can stop you from ending at the end. If you can hear God at the beginning of your life's journey, ministry journey, career destiny journey, no devil can stop you from ending where you are to end. Abraham, get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Genesis 12 from verse 1 to verse 5. And he departed. That voice took him to his destiny. Somebody shall reach there. Somebody shall reach destiny. Has God spoken to you? Say a louder amen. The whole of this, somebody asked me yesterday, I am into business. My challenge is that I don't know which business to do and which one to put my money in. I told him, I said, that is the purpose of this month. Just ensure that you sit down and listen very carefully. By Sunday, we shall be understanding conditioning for divine direction. What do I need? What do I need to put in place? And then after that, we shall begin to understand avenues of divine direction. Even if you are a Christian that was born today, you can know what God wants you to do if the right things are done. Somebody say aloud amen. But very, very quickly, for the sake of today's service, what qualifies me? What requirements do I need to easily receive direction from God? Number one is the fear of God. The fear of God. Psalm 25, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Go ahead. His soul shall dwell at ease. He will give you rest. He will give you peace. And his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord, direction, guidance, instruction from God, is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. There is a difference between clear conscience and clear hearing. There is a connection between a clear conscience and the clarity of hearing. The fear of God. Because we'll learn later that one of the primary ways God will lead a man is the conscience. And the conscience is the voice of the human spirit. And when that conscience is seared, the The Bible said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs 20 and in verse 27. Searching the inward parts of the belly. When that conscience is not healthy, when that conscience is sick by virtue of guilt, unrepentant sin, and negative living, then a difficulty in hearing God or knowing what God wants you to do can arise. The fear of God, being on ground, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him will God teach. He will show him his covenants. The fear of the Lord, number two, is the meekness of heart. Or a heart of meekness. A heart of meekness. In the same Psalm 25 verse 9, the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. The meek, the meek, the meek. Who is the meek? The humble, the teachable. The one that is helpless without God. You are so helpless, you don't claim to know anything. You are so helpless, you don't want to make a move until you are sure God is behind it. And God sees you. And that meekness is translated into your dealings with people. You know a meek man by his ability to receive correction, even from human beings. You know a haughty man by his allergy to correction. He is impervious. You can't be corrected. You can't make an observation. His face will change. And as it is, as they operate like that with man, unconsciously they take it to God. Anybody who cannot say thank you to people has ingratitude also with God. It's confirmed. Very well confirmed. Thank you so much for what you have done. I'm grateful. Even to your wife, even to your child. One of my children, I asked them to cross-check something for me today. Musically. And sent me a feedback of the assessment. And I say, thank you so much for your input. How much should I pay you for this consultation? Just teasing. Am I communicating? And when you can't say thank you to even your baby, your wife, your husband, it translates to God. If you are, one day I was in our living room. One of my children, the second one, said something very striking. I ran to the room. I said, hold on. I carried my pen and paper. I came back. I said, please say it again. I wrote it down. It was a spontaneous revelation. Even herself didn't think about it. Hallelujah. Am I communicating at all? Meek. Calm down. Calm down. When you claim to know, you can never be taught. When you claim to know the way, when you behave like you know it, you can't be taught. When God spoke to Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones, he said, can these bones live? If it was some of us, well, it depends on how you are looking at it. Ezekiel said, how can the one who know everything, who know the answer to everything, be asking me a question? Before you ask the question, you know your answer. So, oh Lord, thou knowest. I can't answer you. It's all right, you have answered well. I will tell you. See, when so many of us, when we should be listening, we are talking. Even with human beings. And God said, all right, you know, it's enough. That meekness is important. You know, somebody said, if you want to know Pastor Paul Enenche, listen to his songs, then you will know him. There is one song that says, Lord, if I know what to do, I would have done it. Do you remember the song? Lord, if ever I have not done what you want me to do, it's because I don't know. Take it.
Available to do, Lord.
No, go back there. Go back again. Lord, if ever.
Lord, if ever.
Let me to do. It's because I'm yet to know what's on your mind for me to know. I am totally available to do, Lord, as you please. On the altar,
Lord, I have laid down my own.
Does that speak your heart? Stand up on your feet. Lord, it's not that I want to disobey you. If you want me to do something and I haven't done it, it's because I don't know yet. I didn't know. If I know, I would do it. So I am available. Talk to me. I'm available. Talk to me. If I haven't done what you are expecting me to do, it's ignorance. It is no that I don't know. Can you translate it from the vernacular? It is no that I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's no that I don't know. It's no that I don't know. If I knew, I would have done it. It is no that I don't know. That kind of hard disposition, then God will begin to break through for you in dreams, in revelations, as you open the scripture, in one way or the other. He just begins to tackle you everywhere. All right? If you didn't hear it well in the dream, he will use something in the daytime to just show you here and there. I like us to take that song. Take the first verse and the chorus. Choir, are you ready? Be upstanding. We have done the major prayer tonight, so don't be.
Available to do what as you please. Of the altar, Lord, I have laid up.
Lord, I wanted to let you know. Let's go.
Lord, I just want to let you know that you have the final say in everything that pertains to my existence on the earth.
Everything.
Everything that I can be or ever, ever hope to be.
It's a function.
It's the function of your blueprint for my life.
Take the verse again. Lord, if I love.
Lord, I just want to let you know that you have the final say.
Is that your mind?
In everything
that pertains
to my existence.
Mahashiva Galaga. Everything.
Everything. That I can be forever, ever hope to be.
It's a function.
It's a function of your blueprint for my life.
Lord, if ever.
Lord, if ever I am known and what you wanted me to do.
I am totally
available to do, Lord.
touch us. Every stage.
Every stage and phase and season, my life is in your hands. The process and pathway to my future is with you, oh Lord.
Please help me.
Please help me, oh Lord, to access your direction for my life. So I can fulfill your purpose for my life.
Sing it with me again. Every day.
Every stage of faith and season.
A season of my life
is in your hands.
No process at my way to.
Third verse now. When I reach,
the very end of my pilgrimage in the earth,
I shall look back.
I shall look back and see how much you were involved in my life.
I shall thank you.
I shall thank you for. Assisted me to do your perfect will.
My gratitude
shall last for eternity.
When I reach
the very end of my pilgrimage in the earth, I shall look back and see how much you will.
I shall thank you.
I shall thank you for assisting me to do your perfect
will. Just the voices.
Dearly beloved, We believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.